This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Hey, good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
Man, I'm doing fine, man. It was almost 50 degrees, you know, Saturday and Sunday, man. And you know, man, it seemed for all the world like it was warmer than that, right?
Yeah, it really did. And we're going to have another warm one today, too.
Yeah, well, but then the bottom drops out.
Yeah, then we have to brace ourselves.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, it's that time of the year. You know, it's the most wonderful time of the year. You a guy who loves the snow and ice, man? And
no, I'm not. I mean, I can handle the cold. I don't like the ice, though.
You go ice skating?
No.
Never did?
I've been, like, twice. I can't really get going. I can roller skate, can't really ice skate.
Snowmobiling?
No.
Ice fishing?
I did that once or twice when I was a kid, but no, it's too cold.
Hey, man, you just are not the typical Wisconsin guy, man.
Yeah, I guess not.
Is it just you or your brother like that, your father, or are you just it's a family thing?
My brother's not a big outdoors guy. My dad was in his younger age, but he gets cold now as he's getting older.
You're too young to get cold, man.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what it is.
No, man. I really, for the life of me, I wouldn't complain if I was somewhere where it was 45 degrees throughout the entire winter. Would you?
No, I'd be perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, I know, man. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, when you wish upon a star and all those kind of things, man, I'm not going to be there, so there's no point in me wishing and hoping and dreaming. And, man, here this guy comes. You know, Calvin, I just wish that it was possible that wherever this guy moves, 12 feet of snow fall just in his area and sub-zero temperatures just surround him and his circumference. My good friend Al from Milwaukee, good morning to you, man.
I don't know what's wrong with you people. You live in Wisconsin. You know it's going to be cold. You know it's going to snow. And you stay here. I love it.
Hey, man, you can't tell me that you love sub-zero weather.
Yes, sir.
Why? Okay, why?
Ain't no bugs.
There's no bugs when it's 40 degrees, man.
Yes, it is.
No, man, where?
Sub-zero weather kills all critters.
So come on, man.
Plus, on top of that, I'm an ice and snow man, see? I'm from Michigan.
Okay,
and
so
I've been ice skating and skiing and all of that since I was a little boy.
Well, I'm from Wisconsin, and I've never done any of those things. Oh, you toboggan, man. You do all that stuff, huh?
I used to, yes.
Okay, so what is it about this kind of weather, man, that just floats your boat?
You can always put on enough clothes to keep warm. You can't never take off enough to keep cool.
Hey, man, I can
be naked and be too hot.
Hey, man, I can argue with that. You know, but man, you just know what's ahead of us. And, yeah, I've been in Milwaukee and the Midwest and Wisconsin my entire life. And, yeah, I know it's coming. It doesn't mean I don't dread it, man.
I love it.
In 3 months.
Yes. Hold on.
Oh, I'm supposed to hold on. Hey, Al, I got you, man. Thank you very much for the call. Listen, there's so much lined up. I got lined up for you today. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. We're going to talk about a lot of things, and we're going to cap it all off with the Politrickster of the Week. But, Calvin, I want to begin with this story because it is and has been surprising to me for far too long. You know, we live in Wisconsin. People talk about our state. I don't know. I've never understood why in this state there are people who do some of the things that they do, especially those who are in political leadership, and why they won't just do what's right. So, Calvin, minimum wage hikes are going to be taking place all over this nation. Minimum wage set to rise in 23 states next year as $15 an hour and beyond picks up steam. Now, Calvin, I still say $15 an hour. Let's stop talking like $15 an hour, you know, is something, Calvin, that's going to change people's lives. Do the math for me, Calvin. $15 an hour times 40. For somebody who's working full-time with no benefits, you know. And let me know when you get those figures.
Yeah, so someone making $40 a week, or someone working 40 hours a week at $15 an hour before taxes or benefits would be about $600 a week. So that's like $31,000 a year.
Okay. You by yourself as a single person could probably just barely get by on that, would you say?
Yeah, it'd be cutting it close.
I know. I said it certainly would be cutting it close because if you're not living at home with your parents, the rent costs alone, cost of transportation, food, clothing, and other things would put you in jeopardy at $15 an hour for living, you know, on a lower level in this society. Is it safe to say that?
Certainly safe to say that.
Okay. So, Calvin, explain this to me. 21 states and 48 cities and counties are set to raise their minimum wages on January 1st. Now, I look where Wisconsin is. You know, it's still $7.25, you know, the minimum wage in the state of Wisconsin. Can you explain to me why, Calvin, they won't change that?
Well, I'm not sure that there's a good reason for it, but with the way the maps have been drawn, it's been a steep Republican majority in both houses in our state Congress. They still have the majority now, but maybe with the new maps, we'll start to see some change.
And so they've chosen not to raise the minimum wage, 855-752-4842. Let me run down some states and the increases. You know, Alaska's current minimum wage is $11.73. They're going to raise it to $11.91. Arizona's is $14. Well, this is the current minimum wages in different states. California's is $16, which California healthcare workers is $18 to $23. Colorado is $14. Connecticut is $15. Delaware is $13. Illinois is $14. Maine is $14. Michigan is $11. Minnesota is 12 is $11. Missouri is $12. Montana is $11. Nebraska is $12. New Jersey is $15. New York is $16, which I can't even fathom, man, as high as it is, cost is to live in New York. Ohio is $10. Rhode Island is $14. South Dakota is $11. Vermont is $13. Virginia is $12. Washington, D.C. is $16. The state of Wisconsin is $7.25, Calvin. Why is it that people don't think in this state that it's time that we raise that $7.25? Not one of those states that I talked about is anywhere near that. The lowest one was $10. You know.
It's ridiculous. I don't understand it, but that's, like I said, with the Republicans in our state Congress, they do the absolute bare minimum. So if the federal minimum wage is $7.25, that's what Wisconsin's will be.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, as an American citizen, I'm outraged at that. You talk about people who are, you know, Calvin, we can't talk about people who, you know, food stamps and those kind of things, the working poor. There are people who work for $7.25 an hour. There are people who work for $10 an hour. Those are the working poor. At a time when they're talking about cutting these programs that assist people who work every day, American citizens who through no fault of their own are doing the best that they could in the wealthiest nation on earth, we've got people who are getting ready to cut those social safety nets from them. I say this outlandish. And maybe people who support that, they may have reasons for supporting it. I, for the life of me, don't know what possible reason you can have as a human being, you know, let alone a person who calls himself a Christian, who thinks it's okay that people who work every day, who struggle, who suffer, who do the things that we've asked them to do, and there are people who won't pay them a livable wage. 855-752-4842. Want to hear your thoughts on that. I've got so much to talk about. We're going to talk about many things, but I want to certainly have an opportunity to share a few thoughts on that. 855-752-4842. You are officially in a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Just talking about the fact that 25 different states are going to raise their minimum wage next month. Why is Wisconsin not one of them? You know, it hasn't been raised. Man, I'll bet you. Calvin, can you check and see the last time the minimum wage was raised in Wisconsin? I bet you it's over 10 years, over a decade. It might even be longer than that. In the meantime, let's go to Terry from the North Woods. Hey, good morning to you, Terry. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, good, Earl. I walk by a sign every day, a homemade sign, that says child babysitting, whatever you want to call it, child care, babysitting, $5 an hour.
What?
Zero to six age-wise, where there's a lot of, that's where you really got to keep your eye on the kids, of course. $5 an hour for 40 hours.
Right. Really? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. But Earl, you got to remember up here, you got $10 an hour jobs down there, $12 an hour jobs down there. But that sounds like a good deal, maybe. But that's still $200 a week that comes out of that paycheck. And remember what Trump says, and Republicans, they say, oh, grandma and grandpa got to do that. That's how you do that. Or what else did he say? He said, the sheriffs are going to cover that child care, when he met with those rascals in New York that time, about a month before the election. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, Terry, so you live in the North Woods, and so I've never been to the North Woods, but I can assume that the cost of living is not quite as much as it is in a major city like Milwaukee. But it's, for heaven's sakes, it's 2025 soon to be, and $5 an hour for watching a child, I don't care if it's in the North Woods or if it's in California. Come on, man, that doesn't make any sense. What more important issue is there than somebody watching somebody, not just watching somebody's child? You know, part of this is we want people to work. People work, and many mothers are working, and they have to, have their children then be watched by someone else. But we're talking watching the child is not acceptable anymore. You need something that stimulates and something, on a broader scale than just somebody watching your child. You can watch an animal. You can't watch a child. And $5 an hour, man, is just unbelievable to me, Terry.
Yeah. Well, like I say, Earl, that $5, which it seems paltry to do that duty, like you say, that $5 has got to come out of that $12 or $13 or $14. We've got Quick Trips up here that say starting salary at $15. Now, I don't know if that's comparable with Milwaukee. I haven't been in Milwaukee for
years. No, it's not. So let me put it this way. You know, we pushed for that $15 an hour. It never got through the legislature. The legislature had been controlled by Republicans, just straight up, in this state for far too long. And one of the main reasons why they haven't raised the minimum wage in this state is because of Republican control. You know, Republicans can call and argue, and say that I'm wrong, but they couldn't back that up with any facts. And I've never understood why, people who call themselves Republicans and who are against doing what is right and in the best interest of the citizens of the state of Wisconsin, yet they continue to vote for people who punish them. There's a reason why the minimum wage hasn't been raised in this state, and it's not Democrats. They haven't had any control. And so these Republicans continue to stay in power. Hey, Terry, as always, man, thank you very much for the call. The change has to take place. And, for the life of me, I never understood and never will understand, why. So because we're now at a time where people aren't making enough money for the most part to get out on their own. There's this story I want to talk about, and that's charging your grown child rent. There's a gentleman who's 28 years old. He's still living at home with his mom and dad. He's 28 years old. He's struggling financially. And so the question becomes, are his parents, you know, not helping him by not charging him rent? Now, I have to say, as a father who, when my son, you know, got into, listen, let's stop talking and acting like everybody succeeds right away in this society. They don't. I remember my son coming home, and I remember not charging him rent to try to allow him to get on his feet. Your thoughts? Our grown son still lives with us. Should we charge him rent? Up next on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. 855-752-4842.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. This is a subject that is more common than you and I may, you know, believe. Of course, the majority of you in this listening audience, I would believe, are from my generation. And so, as I stated before, during our generation, it was a completely different time. As you know, we were able to make enough money, the majority of us, to move out on our own like I did at 18 years of age and never go back. You know, I've been working since I was 12, and I'm from a family of 13. And, you know, my father always, even going back then, you know, had me and my siblings contribute to, you know, to the family. And so I grew up in that kind of reality. But it was a different reality. It was a different time. But just listen to these statistics today. If your kids are young adults, excuse me, there's a good chance they're still living under your roof. Nearly half of all U.S. adults ages 18 to 29 are living with family. The highest level since the 1940s, according to a recent Harris survey for Bloomberg. There are a variety of reasons boomerang kids shack up with their folks. Some are buried in student loans. Some are in credit card debt. Some are struggling to find work or are stuck in low-paying jobs. And some are just content living with their parents while they're in their 20s or 30s. This is an issue that certainly needs to be talked about because, as I stated, you know, I remember my son, one of my sons coming back to live with me, probably in his mid-20s. And I remember not charging him. And I thought that, listen, the smartest thing to do would be to allow him to save his money and put himself in a situation where he eventually be able to leave, to get out on his own. But this story, our son is 28 years old and living with us. He has a job, but he's shown no interest in finding his own place. We want to start charging him rent to help pay the bills. At the same time, we don't want to make his childhood home a place he feels unwelcome. We're wrestling with this decision. Any suggestions? 855-752-4842. What are your thoughts? These parents, I have this dilemma. And they're not alone. It's a more common reality now because of the way things are in this country. And chances are, you know, depending on the age of your child, you may wind up in the same situation. Let's go to Ann from Chippewa Falls. Good morning to you, Ann. Thank you for listening. Thank you for chiming in. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Yes, I really don't know how anyone can survive on their own with this minimum wage. I have two children who make very good money, and my daughter mentioned to me that she's not sure if they're going to have children because she lives in Woodbury, Minnesota, and she said it costs $24,000 a year for daycare. And she's got a good job, so I can't even imagine people making $7.25 an hour. It's so sad. And the reason this is happening, the Republicans, is because they're protecting the big corporations. They're protecting their buddies because, you know, you can't just make millions, you know, if you at least let them work for $15 an hour. So that's what I have to say about the whole situation. I really don't know how people make it in this world with a minimum wage job. It's tough. $7.25.
You know, Ann, I was reading something the other day, and daycare in the military is only a couple days a week. They only pay for daycare a couple days a week for people in the military, our government. So you just have to ask yourself, how is it possible that somebody who's defending the country can't, our government can't afford to pay daycare for them for an entire week, only 2 days a week. So, you know, we are at a point in this country that people need to take long, hard looks at what's in the best interest of the citizens. And I thought we just went through this conversation with the presidential election. But people chose to make decisions, I think, that are going to be detrimental to them in the long run. Thank you very much for sharing, Ann. I always appreciate your words. Let's go to my good friend, Karina, from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Karina. How you doing?
Good morning. I guess it depends on the situation, but the young man does have a job. And I think the charging rent is not right because
he's 28 years old.
It doesn't matter how old he is.
Okay.
The thing is, I think that it's not right. But he also shouldn't feel that he's a child in the house. he's an adult and participating adult. So there are the ways of making it happen with conversation. I know my friend, her daughter came back, and she's a single mother. And she was struggling. And at some point, she got a little bit better with her credit cards and stuff like that. And they had a conversation. And she asked, well, how much can you help me? Because it's two people living.
Right.
And obviously, an energy bill and the water and the,
right.
and the food and everything increased. It was struggling now. So what happened, she said that this is how much she can give her a month, or she can take up on some bills and take responsibility for a bill. So she ended up just transferring money automatically out of her paycheck to her account, and they decided that it's good enough. What mother did after the year, she was able to save that money for her.
Right.
And she used some when it needed, but most of it she was able to save it for her. And when she started talking about moving and things like that, they were able to have, you know, the deposit, security deposit. You know how it is. You have to
right.
have a first month, last month, and a month of a rent. And it's already about $4,000 if you want to live in an appropriate I mean, how are you supposed to come up with $4,000 out of the college, not having a stable job or the job what would afford you to live like this and pay your loan and pay your bill? It's insane. And I think that a lot of parents move on the mentality of, oh, they're 18. Now they can get out, and now our life is starting.
Hey.
Well, no, it is not. You are parents for the rest of your life.
Hey, Karina, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for sharing that information. Tony says it depends on the situation, but in general, I'm against it. If they are home, it's probably because they can't afford something else. Saving is more beneficial for them than to me. You know, this is a real issue, a real topic that everyday people are facing. It has everything to do with the fact that, you know, trying to live in this country today, and not just because of Joe Biden and inflation. So what really transpired during this election is Republicans were able to lead people to believe that their struggles economically were based on Joe Biden's 4 years and inflation. That's absolutely not true. The issues that young people are faced with and the fact that our nation has not and people have not kept up is not something that just started happening 4 years ago. And yet they were able to sell that false bill of goods to people. And people who are going to they're going to realize very quickly that none of those things are going to change because Donald Trump is president, because the problems are structural. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Kelvin. The guy who just said something, that's a very stereotypical response about all this. That's a good Republican talking point. But I would like to say, you know, one of the big problems, this is basically corporate greed. If Starbucks they made $23 billion in profits in 2023. And if they would have paid all their employees $40 an hour, they would have made only $20 billion in profits. Same with Walmart. Like, there's like 80% of Walmart employees are on some kind of government assistance. So we're all paying to cave a company that, again, last year they made like $230 some billion in profits, but we're subsidizing that. We're subsidizing the oil companies who make billions of dollars every quarter in profits. That's just what we should be angry about and getting on But unfortunately, with this regime that's coming into power, nothing's going to happen with that until hopefully in 4 years something can change.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much. Very well said. Let's go to Cassandra. Good morning, Chief Cassandra. How you doing? You say what?
Hi, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. I have two adult children, and they are both college graduates. And I told both of them that I don't have a trust fund account to give to them, but if they are ever in need, my door is always open. And it's a different economy. I think parents just have to realize that. Gone are the days where an adult child could move out, you know, find a small studio and live off their salary. I have known friends of mine who have allowed their adult children to stay home for, you know, a couple of years, and they would make them pay rent, even if it was $100, $200 a month. I think adult children should pay something towards their upkeep. And I know of one colleague where she saved the money and gave her child the money when they moved out to pay for
So Cassandra, let me ask you quickly. So because of the times that we are in, let me do this. Hang on, 855-752-4842. I want to continue the conversation. Got a lot more to talk about on the Earl Ingram Show. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We're talking about, you know, adult children still living at home and whether or not you should, you know, charge them rent. And so for those of you who know, I mean, my wife and I have been we took in a disabled child at the age of 2, and that was 21 years ago. He still lives with us now. He's 23 years old. He's a grown man. He will never be able to live on his own. And so, you know, it's not a matter of whether or not he can afford to pay to live with us. He's going to be with us. We made a decision 21 years ago to save his life. And that hasn't changed, and that hasn't been predicated on whether or not he has any money or not. But Cassandra, you were saying, going back to you, I wanted to ask you, you talked about, you know, if your children were able, you know, that the door is always open for them. You know, there are some people who are not exactly financially secure, and there are some adult children who are back in homes where single mothers are and struggle themselves. And this is where we are at. And I wanted to ask you to hang on because, you know, a lot of this stuff was blamed on, you know, Joe Biden. And the truth of the matter is this has been an ongoing problem in this nation throughout Democrats and Republicans. I remember a time as a young man myself starting out, and the fact that we had benefits on the job that I worked, they paid us a livable wage. I could move out on my own. And I saw over my lifetime those benefits and those opportunities being taken away by corporations and taken away politically. And whether it was Democrats or Republicans in office, this had been the outcome of it. And so I wanted to ask you, you're a person who voted for Donald Trump. Do you somehow think that now Republicans and Donald Trump are in charge? These things, they're going to be able to do something to address and fix these issues? Very issues that people blame Joe Biden and Democrats for?
Earl, as I said to you before, I voted for Donald Trump because it was a protest vote against the Democratic Party. Now, I hope you will allow me to
explain, I will. Go ahead.
To stay on point with this particular issue. And something that the Democratic Party could have done. The reason why the Obamacare mandate was set at the age of 26, it was based upon the data. And the data shows that adult children are not financially independent until about age 25 or 26. This was the finding under the Obamacare when the law was first passed. Now we are at a situation where our young adults, they are not financially stable until their mid-30s because of the current economy. The Democratic Party could have addressed this during their first year and stated that we are going to bump up the age for coverage for young people. And so if that was something they could have done, that is why I am so annoyed with the Democratic Party, because there are things that they could have done. So I am not a Trump MAGA person. I am not a Trump lover. I am just furious with the inaction of the Democratic Party. So I hope I made my point perfectly clear.
Well, but I would say this. In following your thought process, if you held them accountable for their lack of addressing those issues, I would say then that you would also hold the Republican Party if they don't do anything to address those very same issues. Is it safe to say that?
Oh, absolutely. I am perfectly prepared to walk away and not vote for the Republican Party as well. Let me make my position clear. To the Republicans, and for many of them, where the 22% of blacks who took a chance on them, my vote is on lease. You don't own my vote. It is, that's the way it is.
Hey, Cassandra, thank you very much for the call. You know, I wanted to, next up, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Biden legacy. Is it one of failure and incompetence? Because there are some positive things that Joe Biden did. And I think to say that his legacy is shrouded in incompetence is not correct. 855-752-4842. You're in a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.